Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You are about to meet Camille Stanley and Tim Loy, co-hosts of We Live Here, a podcast from St. Louis Public Radio. Clever idea pairing Camille, a black woman who had spent several years reporting for the Tampa Bay Times, and Ernest Tim Loy to talk together each week. Camille said she had a few things to teach this emissary from Planet Privilege, while Lloyd felt he wanted to get a few things off his chest. And they suddenly found themselves in their podcast facing all the issues surrounding 18-year-old Michael Brown's death and shooting in 2014. Camille shared her nickname for Tim, Woke Lloyd. They both shared in this installment of Uncomfortable Truths the discovery that being woke may just not be enough.
It's something that I've been curious about because we haven't really gotten into it, but when do you feel like you woke up?
This is totally cliche, but it's my truth in that Ferguson happened. And at the time, I was assigned to covering daytime stories early on. And that was a lot of stories about people trying to make sense of what happened the night before. And, you know, I would go out and I would do those stories, and then I would put the microphone away. And I had the experience that I think, and I know many other white reporters had, including at this station, where I had more honest conversations about race than I had at any other point in my life. And it shook me and made me start to question my own privilege, my own ideas about race, my own understanding of what it meant to be white in America. You know, months later, when my former editor asked me to be part of a team to create the show that we work on now, you know, that process just continued, that continual questioning of my privilege and trying to understand how I, as a white guy, fit into this larger conversation about race. I think one thing that I wanted to ask you about that we've talked about a little bit, you left a great gig in Florida, you're close to the water, you know, to
the
come,
beach.
Yeah, the beach, and to come and do this show with me at a public radio station in St. Louis, that's a huge leap. And I just wonder what you expected and what you found.
The conversations that people were having were conversations that people had had in my previous job years before. And so, like, coming, entering a community where it felt like, oh my God, like, they really aren't as far along as maybe I really thought. I guess I was a little disheartened by that. But yeah, but it was also kind of remarkable because people were saying the same stuff. I mean, the same conversations, the same arguments, the same issues, the same wants, the same desires. And it just so happened that this community didn't really have seem to have dealt with it like other places I've lived.
Yeah.
And so a way it felt like a backward step.
You've said this to me before, is that the South in some ways feels much further along than the Midwest to you.
The biggest thing about the South, I think, is like the closet doors have been open, so the skeletons have been out for decades and decades and decades. And here in St. Louis, it just can feel so oppressive as a young black woman, and the lines are so clear here. Put on top of that, it's like this slathering of like Midwestern niceness thing that people feel they have to be, or we're going to just use euphemisms for everything. We're just going to kind of tiptoe around this. We're not actually really going to dig in and do the work. So yeah, when people say like, oh, it's not the South, or they compare themselves to the South thinking that they're somehow, they've got this thing down, or they're more progressive or something like that, my response is like, I lived in the South, and you know what? Yeah, they're further along than you in some ways, in many ways.
So the way that we write the show, we write it together.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that means literally you writing words to put into my mouth and me writing words to put into your mouth. And then we kind of come together and we compare notes, so to speak.
And rewrite each other.
And rewrite each other. And you know that there's words that are like Tim words, and I know that there's words that are like Camille words.
Yeah, there's lines that I don't talk like that, and I wouldn't say like that. You really kind of have to be open and vulnerable to it. But then, you know, one thing that we do is that we give each other veto power. And I can clearly remember a few times where one of us will veto a line.
Right.
Because we don't like the wording, but more often it's something more weighty, more serious, where I will say, you know, as a black woman, that line does not work at all. You know, mm-hmm. this line is, you know, presenting this issue or whatever from a white savior perspective, and we will not be using it in this show.
Yeah.
So much of the heavy lifting here, and I say here in this country, around race and class, and we have done a show about this, is on people of color, is on whoever is being oppressed, is on whoever is being marginalized. In this society, we always put the burden on them to do the heavy lifting. It's like, why? I'm not the one with the diversity problem. So why is it on me to be patient with you? Why is it on me to hold your hand? Why is it on me when, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a big event that happened in your community or maybe a story that touched you because it has to do with something that you care about, or every couple years when something happens and you feel some type of way about it, that then it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And everyone around me, help me make sense of this. When, you know, history tells us that a lot of people in this country who are woke or who get woke go right back to sleep eventually. Mm-hmm. How has it been like then working with me?
Awesome. And I'm not joking. I'd say that every step of the way. You've been so... Why'd you just hesitate there for a second?
I'm just curious because, you know, I think I come into this, you know, unapologetically mm-hmm. black and willing to check you on things.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, like, how that's... what it's been like.
Fantastic. A gift, truthfully. And it's a gift that I have to be willing to receive. And part of that is being able to look in the mirror and question myself for no other purpose than that's just... that's the right thing to do. I need to look in the mirror and question myself. And you push me to do that. And I'm grateful. There are times along the way that it had to have just been awful to work with me, I imagine. No, I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. I recognize that, you know, and I'm not proud of that, but it's the truth. And you've been very kind with me. We couldn't go into a studio and do this show together if I didn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I feel.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Camille Stanley and Tim Lloyd from St. Louis Public Radio. They're the co-hosts of the podcast We Live Here. We'd love to hear more of these uncomfortable truths. We encourage you to have your own difficult conversations about race. Reach out to a family member, a friend, a coworker. Visit thetakeaway.org/truths.